A sleeping bear and her cubs are being watched carefully by many people in northern Rusk County near Ladysmith. The bear's den is 115 feet from the right-of-way of the Duluth to Wausau transmission line. Resident Rick Palmer is keeping a close eye on the den. If you listen closely, you can hear the cubs squeal.
Must be female. It's got babies, I bet you. It might be a female. I just heard something. It sounded like it could be a cub crying.
Yeah, that's a cub. It's got to be a cub. Something's squealing like a little piglet. You hear that?
But bulldozers aren't far away, making a path for the transmission line. DNR wildlife biologist Mark Schmidt checked it out.
Yep, they're there. I don't know how many cubs are there. I do know there's, you know, two or more. We heard several squeals at the same time, and it's very hard to distinguish how many.
Schmidt says he's concerned for the well-being of the animals.
If she was disturbed, and there's no saying that she would be. She might sleep right through it all. I don't know. But if she would be disturbed, at this point, she doesn't have a real motherly connection with those cubs. Because she is in a pretty deep sleep, and although they're feeding on her and they're squealing around there, she really doesn't have a tremendous attachment to them at this point. And if for some reason she was really startled or scared and bolted out of there, she may not come back for them.
Schmidt is asking line builder American Transmission Company to hold off in that area until mid-April. They agreed to stand down for 2 weeks, a period that ends next week. Spokesman Mark Williamson says these things happen.
Ultimately, the bear moves out and the lights stay on and it's working the way it's supposed to, and that happens everywhere. So we anticipate wildlife, and I can't tell you that particular bear, I don't know her name, that was going to move in, but we do know bear live up there and we take care of those things.
Ladysmith resident Bob Ringstead will be among many watching the den. He says this is exactly the reason they oppose the controversial transmission line in the first place.
We can't have this going on because somebody has to speak for these animals. Somebody has to speak for the birds. Somebody has to speak for the whole environment.
A meeting is set around March 1st between ATC, the DNR, and the Public Service Commission, all to decide if the bear and her cubs get to sleep into mid-April or not. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.